Welcome to The Out Agenda, coming to you on archive.kpfk.org. I'm Rita Gonzalez.
And I'm Ralph Radabaugh. This week on the show, we're going to be speaking with director Jamie Torsellini and actor Jeffrey Lower from the new production of Death Trap. And Rita, have you ever seen Death Trap?
I vaguely remember. I think I did see it. There was also a movie. I didn't see the movie, but I think I did see the play. Yeah.
I just saw the movie. I didn't see the play. So, yeah, really, really interesting play. Great character study. And I'm really curious to know, how they saw it as they were producing it, because it's a really interesting play. Twists and turns. And, you know, it's great. It's great.
Yeah, it's so funny because somebody brought it up the other day, the play Death Trap, before I even knew we were doing this interview. And I go,
oh, that's funny. That's coincidental.
Yeah, well, I guess they were talking about movies and plays where they were a surprise to. And that was one of the ones they said was Death Trap.
That's, it's really, really interesting. Curious to see it. So they're going to tell us all about that. It's coming up on Halloween, so it's kind of appropriate for this time of year. Always a kind of fun time of year to, I don't know.
I don't consider it a Halloween type play or movie, but I can see why it's there at that time without saying what it's about. It's one of those plays you don't want to give it away. But yeah,
no,
I get
you definitely
it.
Do not. You definitely
I get it. Yeah, but there's a lot of, and I'm happy we have something to talk about life, because there's so much devastation going on right now with Israel. But also, there was a lot of people that died in an earthquake in Afghanistan that people aren't aware of, because there's been so much news about all the devastation in Israel. And our hearts go out to those people, too.
Oh, my God, Rita, what happened in Israel is beyond comprehension to me. It's incredibly tragic, incredibly tragic. And so our hearts do go out to the people in Israel. And if you have any inkling, any of our listeners, to offer some sort of, assistance or anything, look into that, because they are going to need some help.
Just be safe out there. We need to be kind to each other.
To say the least, Rita, to say the least. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. And with that cheery note, what do you say we...
Before that cheery note, I do want to mention that it is a fund drive here at KPFK. So it's very important that we all support our radio station. And if you can give a donation, please go online to kpfk.org.
Well said, Rita. Well said. So with that said, shall we meet the gentleman from Death Trap?
I say we should.
Let's do it. And this, we are speaking with Jamie Torsellini and Jeffrey Lower from the new production of Death Trap. Gentlemen, welcome to the show.
Welcome. Thank you.
Thank you.
So, Jamie, you are the director. So we're going to go with the director first. Jamie, what drew you to Death Trap?
Back in the early 80s, I was living in New York, and I had seen this play and was blown away by it. And I'm forever looking for beautifully written plays with small casts that we can do in these theaters that are accustomed to doing five-person, four-person shows. So that has always been a chore. And I have done many plays here at this theater. This is my sixth, I think. Much of them were musicals, many of them. And so when she asked me what I wanted to do, I said, have you ever done Death Trap? That's something I would be interested in doing. It's not a musical. It is a play. I enjoy doing plays even more, I would say, than musicals, depending on what they are. And I really was attracted to this piece because there's so many different levels to these characters. And I love working with actors who are on their game, who love to dig into a play. And I feel like that is my favorite playground. And that's why I was attracted to it. Aside from the fact that we are close to Halloween and it is Death Trap. And you know what? It's going to fit right into the season. There's a little blood involved.
Jamie, how many characters are there in the play?
Five characters. There's one set five character piece, three scenes in two acts. It is Clifford and Sydney are the writers. Myra is Sydney's wife. Helga is the ESP,
clairvoyant,
clairvoyant ESP lady that lives down the road.
The comic foil.
And then there is Porter, who is Sydney's lawyer.
And Jeffrey, we're hearing a little bit from you there, so let's come right over to you and talk a little bit about what character are you playing in the play and what attracted you to the play.
I am playing Sydney Brule, who is the writer. So he is a thriller writer who's going through a dry spell, about 18 years since his big hit. And so what drew me to the play, first of all, I have to admit, it was the first play I ever saw in New York. I came as a kid, as a high schooler from Wyoming. And we landed in New York, and it was the first night. So it was the very first play I saw on Broadway. And it was unbelievable. Saw it at the Music Box Theater, which you are right on top of the stage.
Yeah, you are.
It's an incredible place. And I loved the play so much. Then we saw Chorus Line, we saw other things afterwards. But I subsequently went from high school. I went to the University of Nebraska for a couple of years, and then I ended up at the Juilliard School. My very first teacher at the Juilliard School was Marion Seldes, who I had in high school taken pictures of the window cards outside the Music Box, where there was Victor Garber and there was Marion Seldes, and there was Stacy Keach was playing Sydney. And I had superimposed, because I was into photography at the time, I superimposed my picture over Victor Garber's.
No way.
High school.
Oh, wow, really? I didn't know
that.
But at any rate, Marion was my first teacher. So she directed us in Richard III. And then subsequently, after I graduated from Juilliard, my first play that was going to Broadway, if it of course made its tryout in Bristol, Pennsylvania, was a play written by Garson Kanin. And at the time, Garson was married to Marion, and Marion played my grandmother. She would talk about Death Trap, and she would talk about just those 4 years of sitting, you know, backstage for Act Two.
And she's in the Guinness Book of World Records of longest running.
Longest consecutive performances of a play.
She never missed a show.
Could you imagine being her understudy?
Just imagine to see her when you're young, and then later on to perform with her. It's just amazing how the world just goes round.
It does. So that was, it was sort of full circle. I never got to play Clifford when I was the age for it. So I was delighted about the fact that Jamie cast me in this, because it's such a beefy role. There's so much. He is, verbose is putting it mild. He just goes mad with speech.
I don't believe you ever leave the stage except to go offstage, change a little bit, or come down.
Yeah,
it's
fantastic. I mean, it is so much fun just to sink your teeth into something as juicy as this. So I'm thrilled.
Okay, I'm gonna put both you guys on the spot right now. Jamie, what is it about Jeffrey that made you think, he's perfect for this role?
Well, as far as what this show needs is someone who you inherently want to watch for 2 hours. And I have trouble keeping an eye on everyone else to make sure they're doing okay, because I'm constantly driven to Jeffrey. And there is a beautiful blend between the thriller and the comedy. And I was blown away by how effortlessly you go between the two worlds. I mean, you live there, really.
It's fun.
And so you have a dark sense of humor, but it is a definitely strong sense of humor. He's very funny in a show that I never thought would be that funny. He's very good. I love him. I love him.
Were you not, the first time that you saw the play, were you not seeing the humor in it as much? Were you trying to focus a little bit more on that here, or?
No, I just, I think doing it now, you know, 40 years later, 30 years later, it's been a while.
Yeah, it has.
It's just, maybe I'm just a little bit more jaded and I see the comedy now. But it's very clear to me. And I'm sure I laughed at it before while I screamed.
Right.
But
well, you know, we're sort of kind of like talking around the play because there's a lot of things about the play we don't want to give away. So we're trying to entice people. So they're wondering why we're not going into the plot too much. But you did mention gore. Halloween. Yeah.
It is billed as a comedy thriller. It is a thriller, but there is some comic moments. I wouldn't say that it's a comedy, but you're funny, but he's funny.
It's a very dark comedy.
It is.
And I guess also the relationships between all the characters too.
All of the characters, mm-hmm. correct. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is difficult to talk about it without lots of spoilers. So I will try to dance around it, but there are some intricate relationships and how they deal with each other and the new twists and turns that this plot takes. I don't want to ruin, but there are surprises around many corners.
Mm-hmm.
How's that?
Perfect. That was beautiful. Cause I was like, oh gosh, but if I didn't know what it was, I'd want to come see it.
I know. Cause right. I was sitting here before the interview thinking, what can I ask without giving away the plot?
I think one of the biggest surprises is at the end of Act One. And when the curtain goes down, or I should say our lights fade out, as we have no curtain because we are a thrust stage, I think that's quite a cliffhanger for the intermission.
That is. That's a shocker.
Something to talk about.
And something to bring you back for the second act.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Jeffrey, then I'm going to put you on the spot now. I've been in several productions and I've worked with directors that are pretty gruff and abrupt and not really encouraging in a nice way. And then I've worked with some that are just gentle, kind, like almost mothers or fathers, I guess maybe I could say. And so exactly where does Jamie fall into that?
Well, here's the thing. Jamie is a performer. And when you're working with a director who is also an actor, be it in the theater or on film, I find it there's a very easy give and take between the actor and the director because they understand what it's like to do what you're doing. I have great respect for what Jamie does because Jamie also does a style of theater that I don't do, and that's musical theater and you know, very, very intricate and elaborate things. But here's what's amazing. This play, what makes it so interesting is the fact that these are very human characters and that their relationships are so intense and intertwined. And that was very important to him. Mm-hmm. And this is the other crazy bit. We've only been doing this 2 weeks.
2 weeks, I know it.
Two weeks. And I mean, I literally, when I knew that I had the part, this was 3 weeks before started.
Yeah.
I started memorizing it then.
3 weeks before the first performance?
Yeah, three weeks before the first rehearsal. I was memorizing this whole thing because there was just way too much to try to learn if you had the script on stage. A little anecdotal bit, let me just tell you. Working with Garson Kanin, he sent me a letter a month before doing the play and said, Jeffrey, I'm thrilled to have you doing this. And he typed out the letter, but it was on letterhead. I've kept it. It said, I'm thrilled to have you on board. And, by the way, make sure that you memorize your lines because there are no books on stage. Know your lines. I know yours.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. So
uh-huh.
There were I mean, right from the get-go, there were no books on stage. So, and that was pretty much us, wasn't it?
It was very much us, but you know, the dance you have to do with actors is that everyone has a different process, mm-hmm. and you want to give everyone the time they need to get to their comfort level. So I don't expect everyone to be off book. I was hoping everyone would be familiar. Mm-hmm. You just were miles ahead of everyone else.
Well, because I have 10 miles more to speak than
you
everyone
do.
Else.
So I think that helped everyone else to move even faster.
To be inspired?
Yes.
There you go.
Yeah, he was way ahead. It was lovely. I mentioned it day one, did I not?
You did.
Yes, I did.
You have a great relationship, which is very nice.
Gosh.
Yeah, but, well, you know what it's like to be directed, and you know what it's like to be left alone where you have a lot of questions and you don't know how you're doing.
Yeah.
And I like to have a conversation and communication at all times so that no one feels uncomfortable and they know where they're going and we're all on the same page.
Yeah.
And that I find to be really helpful when you're putting up a show that you, how are people reacting?
Yeah, that's,
you know,
true.
How's
that's
it going?
True. Yeah.
I want the temperature.
You know, in a play like this, where, like you were talking about, Jamie, that, you know, the characters, the relationships are so intertwined. It's such an intimate play, such a character study. And I would imagine from a director's perspective, it's really important that you get a cast that works together very well, and not only works together very well, but almost become very good friends while they're working through the production, so that they have that intimacy and that closeness. How are you able to cast it and know?
Well, I was pretty sure that Jill and you would be right to play opposite each other. They did not read together at the audition.
But Kobe and I did.
But Kobe and you did.
And he was my choice.
Yeah, good. well, here, let me tell you what else I looked at. And I don't do this very often, I have to say. But every actor should know this. There's a nice little stairway that leads up to where they wait to come in and audition. And after you both read together, I wait and watch you walk out together. Mm. And your arm was around his shoulder and you were telling him good job. And you were being such a good dad right now.
Good.
And I thought, that's
what I want.
That's who I want to work with.
No, that's neat.
Yeah, that's a really nice story.
So, yeah, it's important because there needs to be trust with you two as well because of the things that we're not going to talk about.
Okay, so now that everybody's intrigued of what we're not talking about, but there's going to be some little blood or whatever because it's kind of related to some kind of gore somewhere for the Halloween, somewhere. That's it. When is it opening?
The
18th. Well, okay, well, previews 18th, are the 18th and 19th, and the opening is the 20th.
Wow, that's just very soon. Said you just 2 weeks, you've had rehearsing, and the set, you let me get a peek of the set, and it looked great.
Yeah, in our world, 2 weeks is a long time.
Is it?
I think so.
I remember the days when you would rehearse a whole month.
Oh, yeah.
But we had to... you know, the designers have to come in and take a look and make sure they got all their notes and they're ready to go. And they had a designer run 7 days in from our first rehearsal. So they had to pretty much run through the whole show in 7 days. Now, we haven't finished everything. Like, we haven't dug deep, but we did a lot of work.
Yeah, we did.
You've got a couple of days. They'll get it all done. So it's going to preview October 18th and 19th. And your performance are from October 20th through November 5th.
Yes. And that's Thursday through Sunday with Sunday matinees.
So it's like a 3 week run.
It's not long.
Yeah, it's pretty quick.
It's 3 weeks. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So if people want to see this, they need to get their tickets. And we didn't even say where it's playing. It's at the International City Theater, which is in Long Beach.
It is
the Beverly O'Neill Theater. If you know where the aquarium is, or
yes,
the convention theater, center,
yep. We are in the same building as the big terrace theater.
Yeah,
we're the small theater stage. It's a beautiful little house.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So if you don't know where that at, I have an address. It's at 330 East Seaside Way in Long Beach.
Yes.
So to get tickets, I believe you would just go online at the internationalcitytheater.org and find out more information. And I hope everyone has an opportunity to see this play, because it is a fun play. It really is. To watch it, the play that we can't speak about.
Don't ruin it, Rita.
It's amazing to read the reviews, because even the reviewers are like, I can't tell you any more than like, you know, just the teaser to come and see it. But it's also interesting because it when it first came out, it didn't get great reviews. I know John Simon gave it a so-so and blah blah, but the problem with that is the audiences absolutely loved it. So it's sort of it succeeded despite
it sure did
criticism.
And Jamie, was it everything that you were thinking it was going to be to direct after kind of having the desire for quite a while?
Yeah, I think it has been and still is. After week one, when you have to get the show up very quickly, that's when the real fun starts happening. And you get to dig in deep with the actors and find the moments and really fine tune it. That's the most fun. It's the most fun to see an actor get excited about showing what they've created. And I think as an actor, that's most exciting to me, to be on stage, to feel confident going forward. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's where we are, which is making me happy.
Yeah.
And you feed off the audience too, especially on certain scenes. So surprises or just they're with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we've yet to have an audience. So
right. I mean, we've yet to have costumes. We've yet to have
blood.
Okay. Okay. So we gave something away. There is blood somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
And we're laughing about it. See, it can be a comedy. And
it can be. Look, it's a killer comedy.
Oh, God. You're so great. I just love talking to you about the play about We Can't Talk About. Okay, I think we pretty much covered it. Did we miss anything?
Well, I'm not giving away the ending, so no.
Do you want to go over the contact info and where it is again?
I have it right in front of me. Well, it's called Death Trap, and it's at the International City Theater, which is in Long Beach. To get tickets, you would go to internationalcitytheater.org, and it's playing. Previews are October 18th and 19th, and the plays will be from October 20th through November 5th, and it's playing Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Yes.
Perfect, Rita.
Yeah, we got it. So for more information, you can just go online and get your tickets soon, because I'm sure it's going to sell out.
Thank you so much.
Right, thank you.
It's a pleasure speaking to both of you. And we wish you both the best of luck with the play, although I don't think you're going to need any good luck. I think it's going to do really, really well.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Once again, we're speaking with Jamie Torsellini, the director of the new play Death Trap, and Jeffrey Lower, one of the actors. And we want to hear from you, so let us know what you think of The Out Agenda and about the kinds of stories and interviews you'd like to hear.
Like us on our Facebook page, follow us on Twitter, or email us at theoutagenda@gmail.com. I'm Rita Gonzalez.
And I'm Ralph Radabaugh. Thanks for listening, and have a wonderful week.
And remember that being out is the first step to being equal. Now stay tuned for This Way Out.